You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stockton's going to run for the first down. Lunges for the pylon. Touchdown, Georgia.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Sean McDonough, on the call last week. By the way, like, Bill Zimmerman kind of, like, low-key, like, insulted Sean McDonough yesterday, right? Right, like, that did happen?
Yeah, I mean, he said he gave us kind of a so-so effort when he was looking to record his YBYB shout-out, so, yeah.
Now,
I'd put it in that category. And they're both Cuse guys, too, right? Isn't McDonough a Cuse guy?
It's Cuse on Cuse, orange on orange crime. Now,
yeah.
Now, far be it from me, a former executive producer, to criticize another executive producer. Probably not great to criticize the guests. Bad week for Bill Zimmerman. But it can be a great weekend for you, our listeners and viewers, because no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And please download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, YouTube and Twitch, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Joining us right now to talk about Georgia this weekend against Ole Miss, very interesting point spread in that game, and the rest of Week 8 in college football is the very handsome. And this dude works out. He looks great. Our friend Colin Wilson from Big Bets on Campus and the Action Network on Twitter @_Colin1. What's up, my friend?
Trying to survive another. You know what it is, college football is like, you get into week 8, 9, the Maction's up, the Cuse is up, like your food gets a little bit, you start eating that fast food, you start eating that chocolate, you're having ice cream at midnight, I'm up at 6 a.m. with, you know, like, just all kinds, it's just calorie season, right? And we're on the countdown to Thanksgiving. Like, you, this is the first season. I've been doing this hardcore since 2012, college football, like every day, every hour. It's the first season I've actually paid attention to my health, like what I'm actually putting in, what I'm actually working out. And I am having like the best season I've had since 2019. I don't know if it's health related. I'll do a study after the season, but I think there could be a coordination between health and your bets.
I'm here to tell you there's not. Cause I look great and the bets aren't always corresponding. Let's start with this Georgia-Ole Miss game, my friend, and we'll bounce around the board. Bulldogs, about, I think, such a fascinating game because I see this number and I'm like, man, like, I kind of want to take Ole Miss, which probably means you should lay Georgia. Georgia, 7.5 against Ole Miss. What are your thoughts on this one?
I was transparent with everybody. I took 7 on open on Ole Miss because I thought it should have been 5. And then I did the homework on Monday and Tuesday and wrote this up over at Action Network, and I was just astonished at how much I think Georgia can run Ole Miss out of the building. If you look at the run concepts, what Trinidad Chambliss wants to do is they want to run inside zone, and then he wants to scramble around. Georgia's like 60% success rate against inside zone. They're going to shut it down. Then you look at the number of missed tackles. This is what I like to do with Ole Miss. Can they juke their way around a defense and get around it. Well, right now, Georgia's like second in PFF tackling. They've missed 17 tackles in their last three games. Teams generally miss like 13 tackles a game. They're missed 17 total against Bama, Kentucky. I think who's my other team? Auburn. So like Georgia's not missing tackles. They shut down inside zone. I don't think Ole Miss is going to have an avenue to score any points. And then when you get Georgia, I said this on our podcast, Georgia is the anti-Texas. Gunnar Stockton, McCoy, these kids that are running the ball and Gunnar Stockton are a red zone cheat code. Like if you get them into a scoring opportunity, Georgia scores a touchdown every time. That's like anti-Texas. So I think that is something to look out for. I like Georgia in this game. I think they cover. They have an avenue to make this a lot larger than the actual spread at 7.
Well, let's stay in the SEC, Colin. Another awesome matchup that we have, Tennessee and Alabama renewing their rivalry down in Tuscaloosa. The Tide, 8.5 over at BetMGM, total 58.5. Any opinion here, side or total?
Yeah, I hate it when people say, oh, I'm just going to bet it live. But let me be honest with people here. Since Kalen DeBoer took over at Alabama, only one team has beaten Alabama in the first quarter. Vanderbilt. That's it. Every other team they have faced, Alabama has won the first quarter, which means he is an excellent game scripter. He is excellent at the first few drives. Alabama almost always has the lead or they're tied at the end of the first quarter. So if I told you to take a Tennessee number and that it's too big, why would I tell you that when you should be taking it like in coordination with the middle eight in the second quarter on a live number? But that's exactly how you play this. Alabama is in trouble here with Jam Miller, questionable, maybe not going to go. That gives Ty Simpson, I mean, who's he throwing to? He's throwing a perfect ball in a window right now. But Ryan Williams is not being talked about enough. Like, he's got hip issues. He had one target against Missouri. Like, the offense is struggling. Like, I know the spread was 3 and they won by 3, but the offense is really struggling for Alabama right now. And the question is can Tennessee run that stretch spread, get across the middle? Well, Tennessee is the highest success rate in the nation in hitch routes, which is what they do, crossers and hitches, right? Alabama has a really poor 33% success rate against hitches. Josh Heupel knows how to game plan against Kane Womack's defense. I like Tennessee to cover this number, but I'm giving everybody a warning shot. Like, Kalen DeBoer doesn't lose first quarters. Get that number live before the middle eight.
There you go. A live betting opportunity with the Vols here against the rival Alabama Crimson Tide. How about USC and Notre Dame? This game's not even scheduled for years to come. This might be the last time we get this for a while here. Notre Dame, a 9.5-point favorite, probably their last chance to impress the committee. Do they cover the number against SC?
Well, it's maybe the last time USC ever wants to make this trip. They are big time in trouble with injuries right now. Wayman Jordan runs counter inside power. He is hurt right now with an ankle injury. He's not going to be able to go for USC. And their run sets everything else up. So it's going to be on Jaden Maeva and his, you know, and getting Leonard Moore back in the secondary for Notre Dame. I mean, that is a national champion playing corner that can actually, you know, do some damage and shutting them down. I don't know if King Miller, their freshman, the running back for USC, is going to be able to go. Weather plays a huge factor here. Femi, you and I were talking about it before. Like, when weather comes down on the ground, that's the advantage of the running backs, and that's the advantage of Notre Dame and Jermaine Love and Jadarian Price. And if you look at what USC fields from a run concept perspective, they have no way on the defensive line to stop what Notre Dame does offensively. I love the Notre Dame team total over. I don't see them being stopped going up and down the field. They need to make a statement here to make the college football playoff. So will they cover the spread? I think so. I made the number 6. Are you still buying at 9.5? I think the better play is the team total over on Notre Dame.
All right. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Colin Wilson, college football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, breaking down week 8 in college football. It feels like Ohio State's like the least talked about number one ranked team that we've had in quite some time. I don't know if because all their games are blowouts or they're just out of sight, out of mind with not many marquee matchups this year, but they're laying 25.5 in Madison against Wisconsin. Total's 41.5. How are you looking to bet that game with the number one ranked team in the nation?
You're just baiting me here. I don't want to take Wisconsin. I make the number 22 and this number keeps falling and falling. I'm like, I understand it. Like, if you're a math guy that looks at just spreads and says, I have to play it, that's why you play. But what are you betting here, right? I mean, Wisconsin got blanked by Iowa. Hunter Simmons went 8 of 21 passing. He tried to throw to 11 different targets. There is no identity to this Wisconsin offense whatsoever. So I don't even know how you play this unless it's an under or a first half under. And maybe Ohio State, you know, is like, Luke Fickell, we still love you. Maybe you'll get fired. You can be an analyst for us through the playoff. But I think an under is the only way to play this. You can't get me to lay my real money on Wisconsin on any week. You just got blanked by Iowa.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Ready for a lightning round here. Let's go like 20 seconds per. You good?
I'm great.
You're right. You are. Let's start with Iowa and Penn State, who fired the head coach and the quarterbacks out for the season, and Penn State's getting bet. Iowa, 3-point home favorite. Maybe this goes down to 2.5, 40.5 the total.
Yeah, the number should be 1, but it's 3 because the situational spot, what Iowa runs from a run concept perspective, is going to dice up the middle of that Penn State defense. I don't think there's a lot of care. Jim Knowles interviewed for the Oklahoma State job. That I think everybody's checked out at Penn State.
I mean, God, I didn't even know that. That's a nice nugget there.
Public. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so we shouldn't send that out to everybody because we may. Bill be on standby. Am I crazy? Yes, for wanting to lay 12.5 with Texas on the road at Kentucky, 43.5 the total.
Yes, they lost their center, Colton Huston. They lost their anchor offensive lineman. They don't have a running game anyways. And like I said before, they are falling and falling and falling in red zone efficiency and finishing drives efficiency. Kentucky has this way to put you in a vice grip but never actually beat you. So, yeah, I wouldn't play Texas, not until they figure out the red zone and without their center.
What would Alicia Keys say about what's happening to the Texas red zone defense?
You're going to have to fill me in here, man. I'm a Coldplay guy.
It keeps on falling. Pick the winner of the game, Vandy and LSU.
LSU wins that game. Vandy is very methodical. They're going to try to play keep away, but they do not have the secondary. I think Nuss with a bye week, plus he tears up cover 3, which is what Vandy's going to show. I do like LSU in the game.
South Carolina looks to be the betting side at home against Oklahoma. OU a 4.5-point road favorite, 43.5 the total.
South Carolina has absolutely no way to protect themselves or protect their quarterback from what OU is, which they are maniacs on defense. Number one, number two in every analytical thing. John Mateer says that he's clean and he's clear and he can throw a ball again. We'll find out. Under's probably a better play, but I'd bet OU.
10 seconds per. Indiana, 27.5 against Michigan State, 49.5 the total.
You're not fading Cignetti until Cignetti tells you maybe I'll take a week off, which he never does. So no way you're fading Cignetti at any point.
Texas A&M, 7.5 on the road at your Arkansas Razorbacks, 58.5 the total.
I hope I don't get upside the head, but I think Texas A&M is going to dominate us. Absolutely. Watch the weather there. If the weather clears off, it favors Texas A&M.
Texas Tech laying 7 on the road at Arizona State, 51.5. Go.
I love Texas Tech. Arizona State does not have the defense. They're dead last in special teams and dead last in finishing drives. Texas Tech.
What happened at Roswell?
I think more importantly, we should talk if Seth Rollins is really injured.
Yeah, I'm very sick of that. I'm very sick of that whole thing. Who shot JFK? 10 seconds.
LBJ. Obviously, he wanted the job.
So there's a conspiracy. Honestly, that's a hotter take than Jim Knowles interviewing for the Oklahoma State job. I love it. Colin, you're the best. I actually liked. What's the show on Netflix, like the unscripted WWE show? I watched it. I really liked it.
And you and I would do better in that booking room than those guys did. We would. We would script it better.
Like, they already turned Bron Breakker on set. Why did that happen? I guess he might really be hurt, right?
But it should have been Braun. It should have been Heyman. Like, that was a huge faux pas. This is not the smartest sharp. I've actually met Braun. I shouldn't say that. But it's like you wanted Paul Heyman to be the guy.
Yeah. You're the best. You're the guy. Big bets on campus. Action. You're welcome. On Twitter at underscore Colin1, Colin Philip with 2 L's. Thank you, my friend. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon. Stay healthy.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Let me tell you something. if there was some connection between like fitness and bets, do you ever go to a casino and see these absolute fat slobs with stacks of money?
Yes. Yep.
Like these fat sweat hog pigs. Come on. Brian Anderson joins us next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.